The Father Almighty has blessed above the heavens, and He has honored us.
He has
fulfilled Job 36, verses 5. Even though He is mighty, He does not despise any person. See, He blessed above the heavens. Ephesians 4:6. He called me and you. With Him, the one blessed above the heavens, He works in all. Pass through all. Called me and you. He's called you. Some small work with Him. Above all the heavens.
Mugambe.
Tell them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We glorify you for armies of angels that you moved to send the nation Uganda, even the entire world, that we do the final work. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to request you sit down. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Praise Jesus much. So we thank God for reaching unto us seasons, and we to get revealed of them by Him. The time has come. The time is over. Yes. In the word of wisdom, we have to go in the August. August, we go to campaign revival.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes, we have to go.
We understood
the number of people in each district, which make up Uganda.
Kakati.
Now, we want to know the towns in every city. Yes, the trading centers.
Center town is
towns in there.
Aha.
Yes. Because we have to go.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I don't know whether you've registered yourself already. According to districts you are going into. We want those to going in the east. And the districts they are going in.
Cover
the center, for you're not going to spread the entire district every place. We want out only trading centers in there. Yes.
Now,
I don't know you're prepared to which extent, but we know that you have to move 2-3 in every district.
At a district.
In the districts,
we are
going to know how many are in the east,
west.
In the west, in the north of the country, the other. We want those who speak different languages.
Even though
the main thing is speaking English,
if you
have an interpreter speak in English,
but
you will speak Luganda.
Aha.
Yes. But most of all, when we say we go to the East, we need those speak major languages there. Yes. You know major languages in the East? In the East.
Them
know the major languages are these ones.
And when you speak
in the East, all of them understand it. Yes.
Wanji?
No, we have to go 2 to 3. One is preaching, another interprets,
the third
is registering those going to work. As they give out flyers, as they direct them.
Here
in Luke 10 he says, we are still in the word of wisdom. Yes.
He says this,
Luke 10 verses 1 and 2. He says like this. Luke chapter 10 verses 1.
Awolufanyima rebyo mukama wa finalo onda abalala musanvu.
7. Luke chapter 10 verses 1.
Awolufanyima rebyo mukama wa finalo onda abalala nsanvu. Nabatuma chinababidye. Masoge okugenda buli kibuga na buli kifo jagenda okujja ye.
After these things the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them 2 by 2 before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. Yes, it is like this. After the 12,
he
chose out other 70.
He
sent them 2-2. In every city he will be going.
Not
to go match the village.
No,
that's, he loves the cities.
All who come
from the villages are gathered in the cities.
Where
he will be going thereafter. Means you are going. You've gone to open up hearts of people, Jesus, to enter. Have you understood well? Wherever we are going to go, we are going to go there where Jesus is going to go. We go prepare for the president. Yes. We go try to
the Holy
Spirit. When he arrives, we've made campaigns. You will see what comes from all those places. He's going to pass through them by himself as he mobilized their stirrers up their hearts on the worldwide call. I want to repeat this verse. When you've empowered, strengthened it, of food and the spiritual strength. Let's read we here. Luke chapter 10 verses 1.
Awoluvanyima rebyo mukama waffe n'alonda abalala nsanvu n'abatuma kinababirye mu maaso ge okugenda mu buli kibuga na buli kifo gy'anaagenda okujja ye.
And after these things the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them 2 by 2 before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. Yes. Have you heard very well? On the 12th, he joined on 70. And he sent them 2 by 2. Yes. In every city,
himself
he was to appear later.
They have to
go past there.
Now,
I don't know, you prepared yourself because
we're
going to go to the third spoken of the witness of 2 or 3. The matter should be established. Yes. How has the third come in here? Now you. Let's read Matthew chapter 18 verse 16.
Matayo isule kumi na munana nori nyiri ure kumi na mukaga. Matayo esule ya kumi na mnana, nori nyira kumi na tano.
Matthew chapter 18, verse 15.
Muganda wo bwakukola ngobubi ogenda muganda wo bwakukola ngobubi genda obulirire gwe na ye mweka bwakuulira ngofunye muganda wo.
Moreover, if your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he shall hear you, you have gained your brother.
Olinyole 16.
Verse 16.
Naye bw'atawulira, twala omulala naawe oba babiri, era mu kamwa k'abajulirwa ababiri oba abasatu.
But if he will not hear you, then take with you one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. Yes. There we go to our brethren. For faults. Thus found we committed them. In the word of God, between the new and the old covenants, as we
are
going to reviving and to restore all God spoke in his prophets who were there right from the beginning. It's the Old and New Testament. They be known the way they were, the way it has to be, and the way they will be forever. Now we're going for that fault. Yes. We're going for the faults committed, and we're going there to revive them. But we are careful. Yes.
Lest
they capture us from there.
Said,
as we go for those are brethren, let's go with two others, even the third. Yes. Have you understood well? We are going to our brethren. We tell them, brethren, you awake. You stand. In the worldwide call, God called us as a nation to lead all other nations. In the worldwide call,
now,
as we go there, I don't know whether you're prepared, because I want to finish this month. I tell you how you're going to do that work. Anytime I come in service, I first tell you how you're going to do that, and we go then in the usual service, even though all of them their services. Now, you'll be there knowing it.
That
we all where we are going to go. For the fight, we get it outside the Kampala. Is it a fight?
Yes.
Fighting against Satan. Even his works as we destroy them.
Now
we get it outside the city, Kampala. Yes. Here in the city, they don't hear us here. They will hear us after. They will hear us in the exactly September. Because there are wolves close the sheep's skin, many of them. We have to go save sheep out there outside. Yes. As they would make alarms. What is in the city? That not. What is in the village? First arrived in the villages. Yes.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. Now we have to go. Two to three. Yes. One is preaching. Another interprets.
The third
registers those going to do the work. It means you can even do exchange. One was registering the preach. Or one was interpreting. They write.
Yes.
Means we all must be good to do all.
Hey.
In just a short time,
revival
has to have consumed the entire Uganda. After consuming up Uganda, nations have been waiting here, it is there. Then they run quick unto this nation. Yes. As you leave those districts, and the news has spread everywhere. We cannot fight as if we do not have wisdom.
tuli bakozi abamagezi.
We are workers who work with wisdom.
Wanga katonda gwe tukolerayo katonda omugezi.
The God we work for is the only wise God.
Have
you understood me well? Now we are going to work and do like that. Here we are more than 70. Yes. Joined together, the Lord had 82. The 70 plus the 12. One had fell and they replaced him. Like 82. We are like how many? Must have be going to have a great speed. Because we wanted 1 month.
As they say,
what is moving on and every place you've spread there.
We
have to fulfill Isaiah chapter
19
and the verse
1.
When he speaks saying like this. Isaiah chapter 19 verses 1.
Omugugu gwa Misiri. Laba, Mukama yebagadde ku kire ekiyita amangu, najja mu Misiri. N'ebifaananyi eby'Emisiri birinyenyezebwa mu maaso ge. N'omutima gwa Misiri gulisaanuka mu iyo wakati.
The burden concerning Egypt. Behold, the Lord rides upon a swift cloud and shall come into Egypt. And the idols of Egypt shall tremble at his presence. And the hearts of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it.
Yeah.
Yes. God is unto the swift clouds.
Yukira,
remember they have told us. In Luke chapter 10 verse 1. And they tell us. That these messages where they went.
2 to 3
as we've heard. The Lord had to go there. We have to go at his speed.
Unto
a swift cloud.
The
hearts of those going to hear. They will tremble. What is exploded here? Yes. Praise Jesus much. And we have to move fulfill Isaiah chapter
18.
Verses 1 to 3. Because he
said,
woe to the land of wearing of wings. Which is beyond rivers of Ethiopia. That sendeth ambassadors. Swift of them. There are angels, but we too, because we work together with God, we pass on the swift cloud, ambassadors, angels, we too move by speed.
It means
when you enter a district, you're going to discover out centers, how many are they? We need to first run quick in them. Because the number which is there is enough. We need to know those going to in the east, how many are they?
West.
In the west?
Nemuchi?
Even the north?
In the north?
Not got in south. We don't have a south here. Not yet. Even the districts around here, the central districts, and they connect on the others. They connect on the west, connect on the east, and the north. Here we are going to first ignore the city center. Yes. Now it means those driving Gumvi out, come back, enter his district approaching Kampala. When you reach Kampala, you keep silence. Now the problem which is, and it is what is, and those announcing those that are within the city. Praise Jesus much. So we're going to use haste in that.
But
we want the three that all centers in 1, 2, 3 days. You have spread all of them. We reach in that city, in that centers, we say one thing. How do you start? You should not forget the best.
You should
not forget the altar where it is stirred up. We are of full knowledge of God.
International ministries.
International ministries. In the city Kampala. We create there a new generation which has the full knowledge of God and His glory. As it is written, and you put a scripture. We have come to tell you on the worldwide call that God promised to all the nations
as to Bethesda
in the nation Uganda. It was promised in the Bible, in the history, even through prophecy, as written in Isaiah 18, and you read there, and 19 you read there. And God has sent us here, all you Ugandans, to come at the best, right at full knowledge, that you can be told of this work. Yes. Are we there? Every day I'm going to always tell you how we're going to handle it. Yes. That in the worldwide call, God has called us and He has called all nations to work with Him in His final work on His planet Earth, with two major reasons. And you explain, you give some scriptures there. You will not go take long there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
But in this
Uganda
call, Uganda, we have been called to spearhead in this work.
Zinawe,
me and you,
fe Uganda.
We are Uganda.
Fetwe yamamu, Uganda motto,
us who vow in the Uganda motto, for God, our country, we shall stand.
Umwe,
on you,
tume,
there are apostles,
nabi,
there are prophets,
we
want to register here. There are helpers.
Gives,
there, you know those of the Father. You read, give them a scripture. Yes. This final work on this planet Earth, it's the revival. And you explain, even restoration of all things, to prepare all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ at the end of the earth. We have a word we are going to use, the end of the earth.
Ages. Over generations.
The end of ages or generations. Yes. Why are we going to use it? People fear the end. And they can attach something on you that you want to burn them. You make them sell their possessions. This revival is proclaimed in many people. The latest has been evangelist Benny
Hinn.
Let us hear his voice. Remember, you'll have our speakers.
So
we're going to have a special preparation. Those going to go, you must have been proven very well. Because first of all, must be when we know you, you're apostle, prophet, or pastor.
Standard strategy,
you stand where?
Government,
the two governments, you stand where? They are going to be on the tag you're going to move with. The other, every group, move having a license of the ministry.
Certificate.
It has a certificate. There are things we're going to have with yourself.
There's
no asking who are you, why, and what concern you have to have them. When you reach the center, just where police is, you give them a photocopy of those. And you preach in that area, and you proceed to another. You give them a photocopy, you preach, you proceed on. You must have high level of preparations. And they indeed see the ministry is registered well. It has a license.
It
has whatever concerns it in the fall. Moves under the laws of government. Yes. Have you understood it? You know, if you just keep moving aimless, they might arrest you, beat you up there. Now there are special preparations meant to be done.
Those
moving, you have documents concerning you. You have your IDs. We are going to have all of them.
District,
right from
division,
the district and division.
Up
to the chairman of that place where we are. You have them. Have you understood? Now we shall add on there the day of tomorrow. Let's proceed on. Praise Jesus much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and our Bible reader, Teacher Isaac, we love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God, again to move rich unto you. God is a standard strategy fulfilling his worldwide promised call from this year 2022, as we base in the nation Uganda. Praise Jesus much.
And
we want to move on with conclusion of the sixth standard strategy of God, which is known as harvesters of spirits, to take them from this earth, take them back to heaven. In this work under the two governments, the two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where is the first
government?
God is heavenly government on the earth. It has a responsibility to see that things done in heaven, they are done on earth. Praise Jesus much. The second, God is government in governments of the earth. What we call the central government. God is heavenly governments on the earth. One of why it is called the central government. They are reconciled governments of the world. God is heavenly governments on the earth. As it works in the embassies of God. That's known as Holy Church of God on the earth. And the other, to see that they prove to governments of the world that God rules 99% in their governments.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we saw and we began to know of the eight departments which make up each of these two governments.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we are still moving on to concluding
department,
the eight departments make up God's heavenly government on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And in this time on, we move on to summarize
department.
Department of the teaching priest in the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
We last saw, after we had seen, that the teaching priests of the new covenant,
those owners
of the new generation promised by God, they have to fulfill promises of God unto the world. Most promise of filling the world knowledge of God and his glory. The promise spoken of most in Isaiah chapter 11 and the verse 9, that there were no more
hearts
not destroy on any of God's holy mountains, because the earth will be filled knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea.
And
say in Habakkuk 2 verse 14, that the earth will be filled knowledge of glory of God as the waters cover the sea. Praise Jesus much. On this day,
twagala okulabika nga tweyongerayo n'okulaba engeri bakabona abayigiriza gye balina okubikkulamu obujjuvu bw'obwakatonda n'ekitiibwa
kye
wakati mu nsi
in the midst of the world.
Yesu yebazibwe engeri bakabona abayigiriza
gye
balina okubikkulamu obujjuvu obwakatonda n'ekitiibwa kye wakati mu nsi Yesu yebazibwe nnyo. Nsaba owandika bulungi omutwe ogwo ate tusobole okulabika nga tweyongerayo mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu omwana wa Katonda omulamu Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus, man.
So tugenda kubanga tulaba.
So we are going to be seeing
ebibinja bino ebyabakabona abayigiriza musanvu.
These seven groups of the teaching priests. Yes.
Ekyo okolanga note.
That is what you should make as a note.
Ebibinja byabakabona abayigiriza musanvu.
The seven groups of the teaching priests.
Ebibinja byabakabona abayigiriza musanvu.
The seven groups of the teaching priests.
Abavunanyizibwa.
Who are responsible.
A single portion eyobujuvu omwoyo mutukufu.
The single portion of the Holy Spirit.
Emyo musanvu ejja Katonda.
The seven spirits of God.
Okubikkula obujuvu obwakatonda.
In revealing the fullness of God.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And his glory.
Wakati mu nsi.
In the midst of the world.
Mpola mpola.
Slowly.
Wandika tutya.
Write down, fear not. Yes.
Tugambye note egamba.
I've said the note says.
Tugenda kulaba ebibinja byabakabona musanvu.
We are going to see this.
Byabakabona abayigiriza musanvu.
Seven groups of the teaching priests.
Ebivunanyizibwa ku single portion.
Those responsible on the single portion.
Eyobujuvu omwoyo omutukufu.
Of the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Womutu abadde oguwandise bulungi.
You've written down the heading well.
Kati note gyoliko siwa
wawo. Now you are on the note. Yes.
Tugenda kuba twetegereza, tugenda kuba tulaba.
You are going to be seeing.
Ebibinja byabakabona musanvu abayigiriza.
Groups of the teaching priests.
Abavunanyizibwa.
Who are responsible.
Ku single portion.
On the single portion.
Eyobujuvu omwoyo omutukufu.
Of the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Emyo musanvu ejja Katonda.
The seven spirits of God.
Okubikkula obujuvu obwakatonda.
In revealing the fullness of God.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And his glory.
Wakati mu nsi.
In the midst of the world.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kansubira omaze okuwandika note Yesu.
Let me hope you've written down those notes.
Atagifunye bulungi.
One was not gotten it well.
Okulaba nga akisuula ba neighbor.
Try to see, look to your neighbor what they have written, whether it's right.
Note eno tugambye.
This note we have said.
Tulaba ebibinja byabakabona abayigiriza musanvu.
We see seven groups of the teaching priests.
Abavunanyizibwa.
Those responsible.
Ku single portion.
On the single portion.
Eyomwoyo mutuku obujjuvu
of the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Emyo musanvu ejja Katonda.
The seven spirits of God.
Okulabisa obujjuvu obwakatonda n'ekitiibwa kye.
To manifest the fullness of God and his glory.
Wakati mu nsi.
In the midst of the world.
Era nga bakabona bano.
And these priests.
Babera buli omu n'ekkondeere limu n'imu.
Each one has one trumpet.
Okulikozesa okukulemberamu.
To use it in leading.
Awamu n'okuduumira.
Even in commanding.
Mukulabisa obujjuvu obwakatonda.
In manifesting the fullness of God.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And his glory.
Wakati mu nsi.
In the midst of the world.
Buli omu abeera n'ekkondeere
erimulimu. Each one has one trumpet.
Ibakoyisa mukulemberamu.
That they use in leading.
Awamu n'okuduumira.
Even in commanding.
Okulabisa obujjuvu obwakatonda.
To manifest the fullness of God.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And his glory.
Wakati mu nsi.
In the midst of the world.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kansubira omaze okuwandika obulungi.
I hope you've written down well.
Bakabona abo.
Those priests.
Bajja kuba balondebwera.
They will be also chosen
wakati muffe.
In the midst of us.
Naye nga
but
wadde nga banaabeera n'ekkondeere
even though they have a trumpet
oba babeera n'amakondeere ago
they have those trumpets
bakondeere gaabwe agasinga kubakubuulira
most of their trumpets they are preaching.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Kubakubuulira na kusomesa
it is preaching and teaching
okulabika nga balabisa obujjuvu obwakatonda
that they manifest fullness of God.
Naye amakondeere bagafuwa olw'akabonero
trumpets they sound them because of a sign
era nga bagafuwa
and they sound them
oba
blow the trumpets
okusinzira ku moyo bwabera ayimiridde
according to how the spirit is standing
wabawa amagezi
whether of wisdom
erekonde ina bwerivuga
even this trumpet as the way it sounds
eriyo moyo wa amagezi
of the spirit of wisdom
kubanga amagezi gale eteddobozi
yako wisdom brings out its voice
nokutegera bweku
even understanding like that
nokutisha
even counsel
yona tuli bako imanyake
you all to know of those
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Songa tutukirize ekisubizo kino.
So as we fulfill this promise.
Abantu wasoso kulira mu Isaiah.
As we first heard in Isaiah.
Isaiah isure ye 11.
Isaiah chapter 11.
Nonyoro omwenda.
And verse 9.
Lagamba bwati.
And he say like this.
Isaiah isura ya 11 nolinyirwa omwenda.
Isaiah chapter 11 verses 9.
Tebaliruma ne wangubade okuzikiriza kulusozi rwange olutukuvu lwonna. Kubanga enseri jiro kumanya mukama nga mazibe gasanikira ennyanja
they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea yes
tebali rumia
no more hurt
so tebali zikiriza
neither destroy
kurusozi lwenyumba ya mukama
the mountain of the house of God
nikidwange kanisa
which is known as the church
kubanga enseri juro okumanya mukama
because the earth will be filled knowledge of God
ngamazibu ganjara kunyanya
as the waters cover the sea
esibwe juro okumanya mukama
when the earth is filled knowledge of God then it means
kosia nyamukaga
Hosea 4 verse 6
egena maso nokubanga
moves on to be stopped
eyimirizibwa
it is stopped
kubanga mukosia nyamukaga
because the Hosea 4 verse 6 says
yabantu bazikira ruwa kubura
kumanya people are destroyed for lack of knowledge
yesubro jiwandiko jajisho
you can write it down you will read it
katitegeza
now it means
it said that chakurabanga esejulu okumanya mukama
it's time to see the world is filled knowledge of God and his glory in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14 what it tells us
Habakkuk esule yo kubiri no linyiri 19
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14
kubanga enseri jula okumanya ekitibwa kya mukama ngamazibu gasanikira kunyanja
for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea yes
ebyandikwa bibiri bo bisoma
two scriptures when you read them
Isaiah 19
Isaiah 11 verse 9
kubanga ensi erijulo okumanya mukama
for the earth will be filled knowledge of God
ngamazibu ganjara kunyanja
as the waters cover the sea
Habakkuk 2:14
Habakkuk 2 verse 14
Kubanga enseri julo okumanya ekitibwa kya mukama
The earth will be filled knowledge of the glory of God
Ngamazibwe ganjara kunyanja
As the waters cover the sea
Baba kuraze ebintu bibiri ebyetaagisa
I've showed you two things which are needed
Ensinga yetaagwa okujulo okumanya Katonda
The earth needs to be filled knowledge of God
Atenga yetaagwa okujulo okumanya ekitibwa kya mukama
Also it needs to be filled knowledge of glory of God Yes
Kubanga abantu
For the people
tebamanyi ekitibwa kya Katonda
Don't know the glory of God
Betaga bamanye Katonda
They need to know God
atebetaga bamanye
and they need to know the glory of God in its fullness
kandwa kukawandike nobwegendereza
that thing write it down with carefulness
ebintu bibiri ebyetagisa
two things are needed
Isaiah 19
Isaiah 11 verse 9
twetaga
we need
okwolesa obujuvu bw'okumanya Katonda
to demonstrate fullness of knowledge of God
esajuzibwa okumanya mukama
the earth be filled the knowledge of God
ate
and
Habakkuk 2:14
Habakkuk 2 verse 14 the earth
ejulo okumanya ekitibwa kya mukama
filled knowledge of glory of God yes
bibiri byeta agisa
two things are needed
nga tujuze nso okumanya mukama
the knowledge of God
okumanya obujuvu obwa Katonda
knowing the fullness of God
ate ino okujulo okumanya ekitibwa
kye also has to be filled knowledge of his glory yes
omanyi waluwe ebintu
you know there are things
bitubadde tulabira mu ekitibwa kya mukama
through which we saw the glory of God before
ngama yumba
like houses
mamotoka
the cars
nebiringe ebi
and the things like those
ati tumanyi bileta ekitibwa kya mukama ekijudde obulu
not know those which bring the glory of God that filled up well yes
umesonge yo yabwegenda
that is a very serious issue yes
kubanga batwade nga tufune motoka
because when we got cars
oba nitusimbe bizimbe
or we built buildings
ngolo tusobola okulaba ekitibwa kya mukama
and then we can see the glory of God
atenga ekitibwa kigwao
that glory is it passes away
atwagale ekitibwa kitagwao
we want the glory which never pass away yes
omanyi nabi Musa
bidobiyeri Moses in those days
yatamulira kombuweleza
he moved to the ministry
obwe ekitibwa ekyali kigwao
the glory which was passing away yes
kati ngolo atenga ekitibwa kitagwao
there is a glory which never pass away
kati waluwe
There is a glory through which we saw God. Yet it passes away. Of cars which get old, or they fall on accidents. Houses which get old, or they get destroyed. Yes. But if we know, if we get the full knowledge of God, we can know the fullness of God. When we know fullness of God,
it's
going to help us know His fullness of His glory. Yes. If the earth we feel it knowledge of God, then it means that gets the fullness of God.
When it
gets the fullness of God,
it
can see the glory of God which is full. Sure. That is how it works.
It's
what surprises most. Not something you're going to do and it will hang in space. But all those with flesh, they will see it altogether. They have to see it. That indeed, not us to prove ourselves, that not
us
is filled knowledge of God. Yes. That again the world, it is the fullness of God. The earth is filled
with
knowledge of glory of God. The world will see it and prove it. Yes. That is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 5.
Nechitibwa kya Mukama kiri bikulibwa nebonna abalina omubiri bali kirabira wamu kubanga kamwa ka Mukama kikachogedde.
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Yes. And the glory of the Lord, it shall be revealed. And all those with flesh, they shall see it all together. The mouth of the Lord
has
spoken it. Say so when they say those with flesh, there is been angels, they have bodies. They have heavenly bodies. Does the sun and the moon, them to sit all together. Animals have bodies, they sit all together. The birds, the insects, the fish, the plants, even the children of men, we all will see it all together. Yes. Yes.
And
it's not us to prove.
It
cannot cover one day and we boast that now the earth has been filled knowledge. It's filled knowledge of God.
And it
has understood the fullness of God. And
it's
known the fullness of the glory of God.
Until
themselves will testify about that. I want to give you a secret. Why? I want to give you a secret. Why in Isaiah chapter 11, verses 9, together with Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 40, they say, the earth will be filled knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. The earth will be filled knowledge of glory of God as the waters cover the sea. The word sea, it is a mystery.
Means
clans, nations, languages all have to see it.
But
the many waters you saw, and the clans, tribes, and nations. Yes. Very clear. Let me repeat for you. Want you know the secret? Isaiah 11, verse 9. Even
Habakkuk
2 verse 14, when he said, the earth will be filled knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. And again,
the
earth will be filled knowledge of glory of God as the waters cover the sea. The sea it speaks of, speaks of clans and nations, even languages. All will see it all together.
sure that all will see it together. They will see it all together. That's why in Revelation chapter 17, verse 15, explains of the many waters. And he said that the people multitude the nations. Let's read we here. Revelation chapter 17, verse
15.
And he said unto me, the waters which you saw were the hallowed seats, are the peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Yes. That the waters you see and
say,
that will reveal knowledge of God as waters cover the sea and
it feels
knowledge of glory of God as waters cover the sea. This sea you hear, it speaks of nations, clans and languages. Revelation chapter 17 verse 15. Every place where the beast had captured the beast, we speak of the kingdom of Satan, we speak of the evil spirit of Satan which had perverted the minds of people. All there we have spread there. Yes. That is what he says. And
it's
this work of the seven groups of the teaching priests.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Those responsible on the single portion, the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, those set in the all earth. Filling the earth with the full knowledge of God, the fullness of God,
which
manifests the glory of God, which is full. Are we together? Yes. You look to your brother and tell them, are we together? Are you connected on network of Holy Spirit?
Unless
they have connected on other things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes. Now we must be the fullness of God. For when we manifest the full knowledge of God, we can manifest the fullness of God. When we manifest fullness of God,
we
manifest knowledge of the full glory of God. Yes. For when he said in Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. He said
it
like this. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17.
Kristo atulenga mtima gwa mwe, uruo kukiriza, mubelenga ne mizi, mnyewezewenga mkuagala.
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love,
Verse 18.
May be able to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. Verse 19.
No kumanya okwagala kwa Kristo okusinga okutegeerwa mulyoke mutuukirire okutuusa kutuukirira kwonna okwa Katonda.
And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Yes.
Nti kwegamba,
now to say,
wisonga asimbye mizi mufu.
Christ is rooted in us.
Wisingeri jasimawe mizi mufu.
The way Christ gets rooted in us,
based
in the John chapter 17, John 15 verse
7,
if we abide in him and his words abide in us,
we
are already rooted inside him. Yes. Now then, we are given power to be able to know the breadth, the length, the depth,
n'obugulumivu bw'obwa Katonda.
Even the height of God.
Obuleta kwega butusa mukumanya obujuvu obwa Katonda.
Reach us to knowing the fullness of God.
Nti Katonda.
That God.
Osobola mumanya.
You can know him.
Mubugazi.
In the breadth.
Mubuwanvu.
In the length.
Mukukenyuansi.
In the depth.
Nembugulumivu.
Even the height.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ontegedde bulungi.
Have you understood me well?
Kati ebyo na tukuyina okubibikkula eri ensi.
All those we have to reveal them to the world.
Kubanga singa tuba twagala.
Because if we want.
Okujjuza ensi okumanya Katonda.
To fill the world with knowledge of God.
Ensi nejjulwa obujjuvu bw'okumanya Katonda.
The earth is filled knowledge of the of God. Yes.
Ensi nejjulwa okumanya Katonda.
The earth is filled with knowledge of God.
Ensi engeri gyejjulamu okumanya Katonda.
The way the earth is filled knowledge of God.
Kwe kubikkula obujjuvu obwa Katonda.
It is to reveal the fullness of God. When we reveal fullness of God, we reveal the breadth, we reveal the length, we reveal the depth, we reveal the height of God. There,
means
the earth can be filled
with
knowledge of the glory of God.
For you
showed God in breadth which is everlasting.
The
length which is everlasting. The depth
is
everlasting.
Even
the height in the everlasting. Yes. Anytime they think of God like that, and they know him in his fullness, his glory, they see it. They see his glory. One who can help us do this is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in his fullness. The seven spirits of God. Have you understood me well? The next note I want you to put down that we get explained. That one who can help us to reveal the fullness of God. In the breadth. In length. In the depth. Even the height. It is the Holy Spirit in his fullness. The seven spirits of God. Yes. We ask as we cannot. Now the note I've said you write down. One who can help us reveal the fullness of God. In the breadth. In the length. In the depth. In the height.
It
is the Holy Spirit in his fullness. The seven spirits of God. And the seven eyes, both sent in the whole earth. Because we cannot by ourselves. We cannot. We cannot. In Zechariah 4 verse
6,
he speaks as he says this.
Zechariah chapter 4 verse
6.
Nadamu nangamba ntichino. Chechigambo cha mukama Elizerubabeli nti silwa amanyi sa silwa buyinza na yelwa moyo gwange gwayogera mukama.
Then he answered and spoke unto me saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Yes. In the Zechariah 4 verse 6, he says, not by might, not by power, but by the spirit of God. Now to reveal the fullness of God. In the breadth, in the length, in the depth, in the height, which reach to the everlasting. We cannot do it by ourselves, but by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, in his fullness, the seven spirits of God.
And the eyes of God,
those
sent in the all earth.
That's
why you always hear what they say.
In Uganda,
there has to come out the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Even revival
and
restoration of all things that God spoke in his prophets. Because we as us, we cannot.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
the one who can reveal all those,
it
is the Holy Spirit. If he does not move, we cannot. That's why many say,
it's
not possible to reveal the fullness of God. And reveal him in the breadth. But when you go to the breadth,
he
goes to the everlasting. If you get to the length, it goes to the everlasting. If you go to the depth, you go to the everlasting. If you go to the height, you go to the everlasting. But who can reveal those? It is the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits, and the eyes of God, those sent in the all earth. That's why when he go move in Uganda, he moves head to the whole world, do the same work. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 9 and 10. There we are going to reveal things.
And
they have never entered in the hearts of men. They have never heard them. And they have never seen them. But this time, they have to hear them.
They have to
see them in the images. And they have to enter in their hearts. Yes. Because when we shall begin to speak of the breadth of God, there are things they have never heard of. Are we there? Yes.
We
headed on there. Priests have appeared, the teaching priests. I see them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read the
1
Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10.
Abakolinso ekisoke sura yokubiri n'olinyirwa mwenda.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9.
Naye nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti eriiso bye litalabangako, n'okutu bye kutawuliranga, n'ebitayingiranga mutima gwa muntu, byonna Katonda bye yategekera abamwagala.
But as it is written, eye has not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Verse 10.
Naye ffe Katonda yatubibikkulira ku bw'omwoyo, kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebyobuziba ebya Katonda.
But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Yes. What eye has not seen, ears have never heard, never entered in the hearts of man, those God prepared for those who love him, to reveal the fullness of God in the breadth, reaching to everlasting, in the length, which reach to everlasting, in the depth, reach the everlasting, in the height, which reach to everlasting. And he says, all those are revealed us by the Spirit of God.
Because
him alone searches
even
the deep things of God. You know, in the time past, we had a way we are seeing the Holy Spirit. And we see him in
the
moment of beating us down, as we used to say.
And
there are the works now he was responsible of, in the form of falsely accusing him.
Instead
of him come reveal us things we've never seen.
Those we've never heard, never entered in the hearts. The deep things of God.
But
moving, it's surprising if it's the Holy Spirit. Because how can He keep us in a situation like that? You know, he was spoken of in the John chapter 16 that when He will come, He revealed to us even things to come. Now today, He is just there. But is He the one even? Even things to come, He never minds us. Maybe it indeed is true. There is a Holy Ghost in the church, and it is not the Holy Spirit. And there is a ghost which has appeared as angel of light. I will not speak much on that issue. But that's scripture you can put it. You will read it. Of John chapter 16, verses 12 up to 15. That He has to guide us in all truth. He reveal us even things to come. But again, He just came in the church. And He just beat people down to roll on the floors. That one is not the Spirit of God.
I know
He has responsibilities beyond.
I know
He has revealed us the deep things of God. Now that. Of walking the land, He just gives power and we work.
But
involves Himself of revealing. Yes. He
said,
when He comes, He'll give you power. He said, raise the dead, cast demons. Freely you're given, you too freely give. That power He gives it. Give a pastor gates. You walk the lamb.
But
when it reaches revealing the deep things, we do not know them.
He's
the one who knows them.
And
those are His works. When we see He's not done them, we know we grieved, angered Him. Are we together? That, how does He do it?
We
ever reveal the fullness of God in the breadth,
mubugazi,
the breadth, length, in the depth, even the height, all which reach in the everlasting. But now no one knows the things of God except Himself, the Holy Spirit. When we finish the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 and verse 11.
Abakolinso ekisoka esule yokubiri n'olinyore 10.
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 10.
Nayefe katonda yatubibikulira kuba omwoyo. Kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebyobuziba ebya Katonda.
But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Verse 11.
For what man knows the things of a man, except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man, but the Spirit of God. Yes. The Spirit of God alone. One who understands the things of God.
Now,
there is what says like this. That the things of God. How shall we understand them? He said no. You're going to seek in my book. And read.
None
will lack its mates.
The
Lord spoke whatever concerns him.
The
Spirit himself gathered them. In the book,
Bible.
The Bible. Through which you can pass reveal the fullness of God.
You are
not going to speak stories to us.
But
there you went, you reached the everlasting.
How,
which is written where? And which is found where? Yes. Means we are going to seek in the book of the Lord. And itself is what reveals the full knowledge of God, which bring to reveal fullness of God.
Then
we end in the fullness of knowledge of glory of God. Yes. Have you understood the trick? Yes.
In
Isaiah 34 verse 16. Am I running quick?
But speed
is the speed high or normal? Let's see those
speed
high speed. You are too many.
One
we speak like one in the Coventry.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
as we've heard in the
1
Corinthians chapter 2, verse
9
up to 11, that what ears have never heard and the eyes have never seen them,
they
have never entered in the hearts of men, God prepare for those who love him. This is another aspect. Means those in the world, and you do not love God, you will not understand them. Yes.
He
prepared for those who love him. That again,
he
first revealed them to those who love him by the Holy Spirit, who searches all the deep things of God. They have said the unknowns. Yes. They are rarely known as the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height of God, which reaches the everlasting. That because what person knows the things of a man except the spirit of man within him? Even thus, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God within him. Yes. Now the spirit of God already gathered all that speak about God in the book of God, the holy book of God, which is known as the Holy Bible. Yes. They were gathered, it means no one can come out to tell us a story that they explained the breadth of God to us. Yes. No. Explain us as the book of God is. Because the spirit of God knows things
he
of God. Gathered all in the holy book of God. Isaiah
34
verse
16.
Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16.
Munoonye mchitabo cha mukama musome. Tekuli ula kwebio na chimu. Tewalibula ekiribulwa kinnaakyo, kubanga kamwa kange kekalagidde, n'omwoyo gwe gubikunganyizza.
Seek you from out of the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail, none shall lack her mate. For my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. Yes.
Tunoonya mu kitabo kya Mukama.
We seek in the book of the Lord and we read. For none will lack their mates. The mouth of the Lord commanded. The Holy Spirit gathered. All which concern about God, which can reveal the full knowledge of God. And we see the fullness of God.
And
we know fullness of glory of God.
mubugazi,
in the breadth,
mubuwanvu,
in the length,
mukukenyuansi,
in the depth,
ne mubugulumivu,
even the height,
obutuka mbutagwao,
which reach in the everlasting.
Katonda namanyika mubugazi bwe.
God is known in his breadth.
Tunonya mu kitabo kya Mukama.
We seek the book of the Lord.
Kati omwe mtukufu mukasera kana atuyamba.
Now the Holy Spirit in this time helps us what?
Omwe mtukufu bojovu.
The Holy Spirit in his fullness. The seven spirits and the eyes of God sent the entire
hour
helps us what as teaching priests
poured
upon us as anointing that which teaches
and
reveals these words of God which can explain us his fullness. Yes. Straight.
Yes.
Have you understood it? The Holy Spirit, in this time, he helps us what? Because he gathered all in the book. In this time, the Holy Spirit helps us what?
He
pours upon us anointing that teaches and reveals to us all these words of God which reveal the fullness of God. Sure.
And
when you read, you see the scriptures which reveal fullness of God. Yes. They have said I should not run speedily.
Office
of the priests has become hard. Let me see whether Pastor Godfrey has finished to write down. Yes, he's written down.
That
the Holy Spirit in this time, how does he help us?
He
anoints us with anointing that teaches
to be able
to reveal the words of God, the Holy Scriptures, those which reveal the fullness of God. Yes. Because we are not going to speak stories here.
And
when I entered in the corner here, I went in the length of God. When I left there, I went in this corner. I went in the height. When I left, I went downwards.
I went
in the depth of God. And when I moved up, I went in the height. And not like that. It's not going to be like that. The Holy Scriptures themselves, they are one which can reveal fullness of God. And they show you the height. They show you the depth, the breadth, even the length. The breadth and the length. Yes. He is the one who does it. When he pours him upon us, as he said in the Proverbs 1, verse 23, he does to us this word. Yes. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23.
Mochiuke orokunenya kwange, laba, nafukanga omoyo kwange, jemuri.
Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make you known my words unto you. Yes.
In
the Isaiah 34 verse 16, the Holy Spirit after he is gathered, the Holy Scriptures which speak of fullness of God. In this time, forward upon us at Proverbs 1 verse 23, to reveal to us those words, we to reveal them to others. Have you understood well? They be revealed and we can reveal the fullness of God as we base in the Holy Scriptures. Yes.
But
those going to be poured upon the Spirit,
they are
those who have accepted the reproofs of God,
that
God has found us in faults indeed. He's found us. We perverted his words in meaning, twisted them. We twisted. He's found us.
We
subtracted and added in them. Those who accept like me and you. And that's Uganda. And that's the entire world. Those are one is going to anoint that. Anointing. Yes. Pour upon us his spirit in the way of anointing. And he reveals them to us. And we work with him. You know when he said the first John, he says, after he's poured upon you this anointing that teaches, it is within you. That anointing is within you. Yes. It is within you.
Baluwaya Yokana esoka esule yoko vidi noli njirwa vidi musamvu.
1 John chapter 2 verse 27.
Namwe okufuki mwako amafuta kwa mwawewa ye kuwera mumwe.
Katuwe kuruwa vidi mumukaga.
Baluwaya Yokana esoka esule yoko vidi noli njirwa vidi mumukaga.
1 John chapter 2 verse 26.
Ebyo mbawandi iki nti ebyo. Mbawandi iki de urebi gambo biyabo abachamia.
These things have I written unto you concerning them that deceive you. Yes. The first John chapter 2, verse 26. All things we've read above, the fullness of God, they were written us for those who deceive us. That they might come and they tell us that God is of 1 foot in height. Yes. There is one man.
He's
called Kenneth Copeland. You know him. He wrote a book September. He said, God is of 1 foot.
Inch.
1 inch. He spoke of an inch. It's not even equal a finger. They are liars. That's why you see. As we go reveal fullness of God.
You know,
must be poured upon anointing of Holy Spirit which reveals the word of God. And it shows us the fullness of God. And it's not stories. Are we together? Yes.
Wow.
You look to your brethren whether they have written down well.
Aha.
Yes. You know this topic.
We
began things of teaching priests. We have to be careful with it. You see, they have written down well. Yes. Let's read the first John chapter 2. Start from verse 26. We enter verse 28.
Ebaluwa yokana esoka esule yokubiri noli nyoro abiri mu mukaga.
1 John chapter 2 verse 26.
Ebyumba wandikide olwebigambo byabo abachamya.
These things have I written unto you concerning them that deceive you.
Oli nyoro abiri mu musambu.
Verse 27.
Namwe okufukibwaka amafuta kwe mwawe bwa ye kubera mu mwe. Sote mwetaganga muntu yenna okubayigirizanga. Naye ngo kufuka ko
But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it taught you, you shall abide in him. Yes. That anointing poured upon us. When we read Proverbs 1 verse 23. Powers upon us his spirit. Causes us to understand his words. Is what comes without anointing which abides in you all the time. As a teaching priest. And they move reveal you the same scriptures. The words of God. And they enlarge them. Yes. Now you see today, I can preach with a summary. But you are going to get other scriptures in the same Bible which move to broaden and enlarge the things. Yes. Anointing already you have gotten it. And it does not differ with the truth you've first been taught. You see, the secret is here. What the Holy Spirit spoke in the prophets
is
the same Spirit who reveals. Yes. It means when he spoke in prophets, the way he wants to reveal you to understand. Yes. Cannot contradict with those he first revealed. Have you understood well?
So
let there not be a person who comes with stories. That's the revealed fullness of God. Yes.
No,
in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 9. He speaks like this.
Petero echisoka esure soka.
First Peter chapter 1 verse 9.
Nga muwewa echaba kilizisa. Bwebulokozi obwobulamu.
Receiving the goal of your faith, even salvation of your souls.
Olinyore kumi.
Verse 10.
Ebyobulokozi obwo. Banabi awa obunabi. Obwechisa echali kigendo okujja. Jemuli. Bano nyanga nyo. Ngabeke nenyanga.
Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you.
Verse 11.
Searching what? Or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Verse 12.
Na waba abi kurirwa, nga sikuruwa abwebo ka wabula kuruwa mwe abaweleza, nti kuruwa mwe abaweleza ebyo, bimwaka jamu ulirwe kakano, abo, ababu ulira enjiri mumoyo mutukufu, eyatumibwa okuva mu ggulu bamalayika bibegomba okulingiza.
Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Yes. You know, 1 Peter chapter
1,
verses 9 to
12. Apostle
Peter in writing says that prophets, they were revealed by the Holy Spirit. Things which are to be upon our Lord Jesus Christ, even the glory to follow. And he searched much a lot to understand them. But he says
that
those have just been revealed us by the same Spirit. Now it means
we
don't expect the Holy Spirit to come contradict with the scriptures. Those
of
us passed through prophets and apostles concerning the fullness of God. Something very clear. Sure. I have understood. Because these days people, they dream, they die, as they raise up again. That is the word of truth. People keep dreaming. They keep dying as they raise up.
And
they come back with the stories which are not clear as they contradict with the Bible. And they said the Spirit revealed to them. Yet the Spirit we have understood him
is
one who gathered scriptures in the book, the Bible. And he does not expect you to speak beyond the scriptures. And he will not reveal to you beyond the scriptures in that which contradicts scriptures. I heard this man speaking a funny repentancy. Yes. He is sinning in the midst of his repentance. Almost is rather going to get corrupted more. This man Creflo Dollar. Yes. That he was repenting. That he preached. The wrong sermons about tithes and offerings.
That,
because they are not even there in the Bible. And he told people to burn all the tapes, the books, every material through which they released those messages. Because now he went back a fish, he's growing in the gospel. He has been preaching the false gospel. Now you've discovered the gospel of grace, how it is. Now those who preach gospel of grace, they are the ones who are dead. Because they say, once saved, forever saved. Even if you sin, you have to go to heaven.
But
we know we have a salvation to confess. We have the salvation of knowing the scriptures. No salvation of working out as we
suppose.
We wait for salvation. That we get at the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ. So there are four steps of salvation.
Now,
one is repented. He sinned in the midst of repentance. And he came from the flampen. He fell in the real altar of fire. He fell in the fire. You've not seen yet that repentance. They will repent now, they are starting. Praise Jesus much. And he said that tithe and the offerings were of the Old Testament. As if we departed from the Old Testament, we moved by the New Testament alone. That's why God brings revival of all things.
His
prophets were there from the beginning. It's the Old and the New Testament. They
belong
the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. Because now they have begun to struggle again in these things. But behind him, there is a messenger. Yes. Now they sent him the agents. Messengers of Satan. Because they have already robbed. The Holy Church is rising up now. Now they have to decampaign its financial system. That it cannot maintain itself after they have disqualified tithes and offerings. We see as if he repents,
but
they are on a mission to make the Holy Church of God rising be poor. They are not in repenting. But they are trying to make poor the church which is rising now. That they may claim to help it with money of homosexuality. But messages of tithes and offerings, the offerings which remained, those which were removed, because our Lord never came abolish the commands and the laws, but he came to fulfill them.
It's
none of the law, neither a dot of it, which will not be fulfilled. Now the Lord of the tithes and offerings, it has never stopped. It's still working. But them are ones who have been using it wrongly.
Now
they have to repent for using wrongly.
And
in the house of God, they have not put anything like any
eats.
And people are lacking in there. That's what they have to repent. And not to say they are of the Old Testament. Christ Jesus, when was being proclaimed to come, was proclaimed in the Old Testament. Should we take it away? We'd never see his coming. Take away your madness and stubbornness, mixing it in the word of God. Because the Spirit meant to reveal to you is the Spirit who spoke before in prophets. Even apostles. We are planted on the foundation of apostles and prophets. We follow the same Spirit. Praise Jesus much.
So, Uganda,
so brethren, when it reaches on that,
the
Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, is one who helps us to reveal fullness of God.
When
it's poured upon us as anointing teaching, that reveal the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we want to see the fullness of the Holy Spirit briefly. The fullness of the Holy Spirit. The seven spirits and the seven eyes of God.
A single portion.
The single portion of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
That is the aspect we are in now. We see the fullness of the Holy Spirit. The seven spirits of God. The seven spirits and the seven eyes of God. Was sent in the whole earth.
Single portion
of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much. Every day when they tell you, we want to know single portion of the Holy Spirit. There you bring Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits. And the eyes of God send in the entire earth. Yes. It's what they have told you. For those who ask for double portion. You want double portion of the Holy Spirit. As Prophet Elisha.
He asked
Prophet Elijah.
Not yet
known single portion how it is. And now you want double portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Are we together? One who is next to you, understand well what we study. You first speak with them for like 1 minute. Like 1 minute. Speak with them. You see whether they understand what we speak about. You explain to them there. You see whether they have understood. They have understood well. Yes. Pastor Godfrey.
Teacher
Enoch has understood well. He has said he has understood. It is very hard to know double portion. When you do not know the single portion. Even the fullness of Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It is true.
So,
what has caused us to enter see this aspect of the Holy Spirit and His fullness, seven spirits and the seven eyes of God, those sent in the whole earth,
single portion
of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. Yes. Because those out ask for the portion of Holy Spirit.
But
even single portion, they do not know it. Yes. Now the seven teaching priests
are
supposed to reveal the fullness of God and His glory.
But
single portion.
They usually first move through the single portion of fullness of Holy Spirit, the seven spirits, and the seven eyes of God, those sent in the whole earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the 2 Kings, chapter 2, verse
9,
up to 11. We see the prophet Elisha request the prophet Elijah double portion of the spirit which was upon him. But the thing single portion, how was it? Let us see.
2
Kings chapter 2 verse
9. Eliya n'agamba Elisa nti saba kye nnaakukolera nga sinnaba kuggibwako.
And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I be taken away from you. And Elisha said, I pray you let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esula yokubiri n'olinyo lw'omwenda.
2 Kings chapter 2 verses 9.
Awo lwatu kabamala okusomoka Eliya n'agamba Elisa nti saba kye nnaakukolera nga sinnaba kuggibwako. Elisa n'ayogera nti nkwegayiridde emigabo ebiri egy'omwoyo gwo gibeere ku nze.
And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I be taken away from you. And Elisha said, I pray you, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. Yes. You know Prophet Elijah. He told Prophet Elisha, ask me what you want, that I will be doing for you as I'm being taken. He told him, I ask a double portion of the spirit which is upon you. Yes.
Kati omugabo ogusoka.
Now the single portion. You think it was to which measure? Then that he got to know
omugabo ogwokubiri,
the second portion.
Kati anaba afunye emigabo ebiri.
Then you get double portions. Yes.
Wano bakoyisa bubonero.
Here they use signs.
Osinzira ku nyole 10.
According to verse 10.
Nyole 10 na olumu.
And the verse 11.
Agamba bwati.
They say like this.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esule yokubiri n'olinyole 10.
2 Kings chapter 2 verse 10.
Nayogera nti osabye kizibu. Naye bwononda nti bwononda ba bwe nnaakugimwako kinaba bwe kityo gy'oli. Naye bw'otonda be.
And he said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so unto you. But if not, it shall not be so. Verse
11. Eliya nalinya mugali nalinya muguru nembuyaga enyingi.
And it came to pass as they still went on and talked that behold there appeared a chariot of fire and the horses of fire and separated them both and Elijah went up by a weary wind into heaven. Yes.
Yalinda nalaba.
He waited his soul until he's been taken.
When
you read verses which follow there. Cast his cloak upon him. It had been torn 2 times. Yes. They use more signs. But right now, in the time we speak of fullness of Holy Spirit, the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God, those sent in the entire earth, we speak of single portion of Holy Spirit,
the
single portion of anointing of the Holy Spirit, that which teaches and which heals and which loses. These priests which they have in revealing fullness of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as we were first told, Acts chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, that the Holy Spirit in His fullness, He appears in the tongues of fire. These tongues appear seven to be able to show fullness of the Holy Spirit. Let us read, we say.
Ebikola batume esule yokubiri no lunyiriri olwokubiri.
Acts chapter 2 verses 2.
Amangu ago okuumane kuba muguru ngempewe uuma na manyi nekujusa enyumba yonna mwebali batudde.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Olinyoroksatu.
Verse 3.
Nekulabika kubo ennimi ngezo muliro ngaze yauddemu buli lulimi nelutula ku muntu.
And there appeared unto them separated tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them.
Olinyorokuna.
Verse 4.
Bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Yes. Acts chapter 2, mostly verse 3 and 4. Upon them came tongues like of fire, and they got filled of the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak tongues as the Spirit gave them. Now we want to see this Spirit will come in the tongues of fire, and he brings the fullness. This fullness, how does it appear?
Agamba.
He says,
his
fullness appear in the seven tongues of fire. Be able to explain the seven spirits of God. Yes.
These
words will be repeated them for a long time, that you can understand them in every angle.
Because
when we speak of mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival and restoration of all things, we must know him, how he is going to move. Even in this aspect of revealing fullness of God, how is he going to be working? Praise Jesus much. So this Holy Spirit, his fullness, appears in seven tongues of fire to explain the seven spirits of God and the seven eyes of God, those sent in the whole earth to do this work we are heading on to, and to reveal the fullness of God according how we say Revelations 4 verse 5. Revelations 4 verses 5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka n'ettabaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyeyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning, thunderings, and voicings, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Yes. Praise Jesus much. Upon the throne came thunderings, lightnings, even voicings, in the seven lamps of fire. They burn before the throne of God. They are the seven spirits of God. It means what? It means Acts chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. The Holy Spirit came down in tongues of fire. Others were filled with the Holy Spirit. He who got filled of them was in Revelations 4, verse 5. Seven lamps of fire. They burn before the throne of God. And they see they are the seven spirits of God.
It means
they got filled of the first portion. They got filled of the seven spirits.
Single portion.
And those who get filled single portion of anointing, they are filled the seven spirits of God. And they are given anointing that teaches passing through the seven spirits. Are we together? That is of these teaching priests who have to reveal fullness of God. Must have been powered upon anointing in its fullness. First in the single portion. Yes.
At least.
There they have where they have reached.
And they have eyes of God in their lives.
For
in being filled with the Holy Spirit, the seven
spirits
of God sent in the earth. Still, those are the seven eyes of God. Those eyes, they are sent in the whole earth. They are in every place in this world. But if they are within you, it is so easy to connect them outside where they are. When you look in the scriptures, they are one which enlighten there and they see them. And they give you their light. They are within you. You read the scripture. Immediately the enlightened tell you, the breadth of the scripture is like this and this. Sure. And they reveal other scriptures which follow that one. So priesthood is not hard. And not a problem, reveal fullness of God.
Most,
when you helped on fullness of Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God and the seven eyes of God, those sent in the whole earth. Because in Revelation chapter 5, verse 6, proves the seven spirits. They are the seven eyes of God sent in the whole earth. Revelation chapter 5, verse 6.
Nendaba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina, ne wakati w'abakadde, omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde, ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa, ng'alina amayembe musanvu, n'amaaso musanvu.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, although it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Yes. Now to say, these seven spirits of God, still they are the seven eyes of God. It means, the midst as you be poured upon Holy Spirit in His fullness, anointing of Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, still you are being given the eyes of God,
both
the entire heavens and the entire earth. Where shall we read from your Holy Spirit? In the heavens is there. In the earth is there. Under the earth. Even in hell.
Now,
when he gathered the Bible,
he
gathered it in every place. In the earth. In the entire heavens. Above all the heavens. At the beginning and the end. There we find new heavens and a new earth to reaching the everlasting, and he all wrote them down.
Now
you in reading here, because it's the same spirit who is in you, even the same eyes, you see them clear. Sure. You just read the scriptures like this. Yes. You see that is for everlasting. Yes. That is at the beginning. Okay. Yes. This one, it is of this earth. On the earth. Yes.
We
speak of the earth, but under it. You see them very clearly. If you read the scripture here, I can tell you this speaks of here. Even here.
Yet,
other eyes are within you. The seven spirits, they are within you. And they are the seven eyes of God.
Which,
so all in every place in the earth, in the entire heavens, above all the heavens, the beginning and the end, in the entire new heavens and the new earth, to reach the everlasting, and they gathered all wrote down. Now, you, when you are poured upon that Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, the seven eyes of God, becomes anointing teaching in you.
And
the time you look to scriptures, the wisdom you get it, the understanding, the counsel, the power, the knowledge, the fear of God, the Spirit of the Lord.
And
again, you see what they speak of where they are.
Scriptures
themselves direct to where the everlasting is. Yes. Those are the people forward upon real anointing of the Holy Spirit. For they are forward upon seven spirits of God in the seven eyes of God, and they see in every place. It's where came a word saying, because you have fullness of Holy Spirit, and there are seven spirits of God, and there are the seven eyes of God, you can see everywhere. They say you rich, you can discern and judge all things. You discern them. Just to get the Bible. You read in there, and you see, you say, wow. Okay, hell is in the northeast, according to this scripture. You see all through here. Means you can reveal the fullness of God. Someone is saying now. Level again is so high. But the good thing is possible.
For
the Lord God will teach us to profit. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he says, when you become spiritual, person filled the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God and the seven eyes of God, you can discern all things. Deceives you, you can see that.
Sometimes
we just forgive you and you forgive that liar. Yes, but you see they are deceiving you.
Light
is much you have, even the words you can calculate, count them,
and to know
where they come, where they are going to. Yes. Let's read the Corinthians. We see
1 Corinthians
chapter 2 from verse 14.
Naye omuntu owomuka obukka takkiriza bya mwoyo gwa Katonda, kubanga bya busirusiru gyali, era tayinza kubitegeera, kubanga bikeberwa na mwoyo.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
Verse 15. Naye omuntu owomwoyo akebera byonna, era naye yennyini takeberwa muntu yenna.
But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Yes. You know, when you see 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 and 15. If a person is natural and just natural man, have not a way they understand things of the Spirit.
Yet,
remember what God tells us, they are spirits. You cannot just discern them and understand them. But it says the spiritual man, he discerns all. How does he start? Because feel the Holy Spirit in his fullness. The seven spirits of God, they are the seven eyes of God. Those sent in the all
arms,
which revealed all where they are. Now a rich, he can discern all. Himself, you cannot judge him. You cannot. When I reach here, I speak. Can you think the extent to which I know?
And
can you judge, discern me, limit me in my understanding? It is impossible. You don't know the extent of my knowledge where it reaches.
But
you can speak with you, and I know the limit of your knowledge where it ends. Yes.
Wow.
I know this one is to this
level.
That's why many times you usually pull ropes with the teaching priest and you strive with him. Because
he
can tell you things they end very far, and you speak things which end here on your nose. Yet there too you can't see there well.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
So
these seven spirits,
And they are the seven eyes of God. There is the spirit of wisdom. He reveals all the wisdom in the words. There is the spirit of wisdom. Praise Jesus much. These seven spirits of God and the seven eyes of God. There is the spirit
of
the anointing of wisdom
which
reveal all wisdom in the word in the Holy Scriptures. There is the spirit of wisdom or the anointing of wisdom
which
reveal the wisdom which is in the word of God, the Holy Scriptures. Now it means we do not expect any teaching priest to speak beyond the scriptures. But the spirit of wisdom
is
anointing teaching still.
It
teaches within the scriptures. Yes. How do you see we begin from there tomorrow? Because I see you're tired.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We shall begin from there. As we see the names of these seven spirits, even their working, even the directions of the seven priests, who lead us in revealing fullness of God and His glory. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing. Thank you for putting in action. And you be very ready even to spread to others. Accept the anointing of God, that which teaches, that in fullness of Holy Spirit, the seven spirits, the seven eyes of God, they sit in your life, that you align yourself, that you can be taught every day by Holy Spirit and His fullness, as you to teach the nation in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.